The Democratic presidential race remains up for grabs less than a month before the Iowa caucus and the New Hampshire primary closely following. Recent polls and fundraising indicate some momentum for Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders and slippage for Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren. Meantime, former Vice President Joe Biden and former South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg appear to be holding steady. To check in on where the race stands in Iowa and New Hampshire, we spoke to Josh Rogers, senior political reporter for New Hampshire Public Radio, and Breanne Fawnensteel, chief politics reporter for the Des Moines Register. We started by asking whether last week's killing of Iranian General Qassem Soleimani had shifted the campaign focus to foreign policy.
Well, on the campaign trail, some of these candidates are really leaning heavily into foreign policy, and some of them are just kind of touching on it as they go. Bernie Sanders opened his campaign event Saturday calling for immediate congressional action to stop President Trump from launching a war with Iran. Joe Biden also has really leaned into this. Iowa caucus-goers really see him as a leader on foreign policy. So he's, again, kind of leaned into this message that, you know, he's had this entire campaign that he's best positioned on day one to take over and right the ship, so to speak.
Josh, what about New Hampshire?
Polling that I've looked at certainly hasn't indicated that it was a top concern of voters prior to recent developments. That certainly could change. I mean, it's been remarkably absent from candidates and from voters I talked to. I mean, they all, you know, you hear things about electability, income inequality, health care, but, you know, foreign policy less so thus far. But I suspect that we're going to hear a lot more from them on that, you know, in the next month.
All right, bigger picture and candidate-specific questions, if I might ask a few. Bernie Sanders is surging in some of the polls. According to a recent CBS poll, he's in a three-way tie with Biden and Buttigieg atop the polls in Iowa and leads the field in New Hampshire, followed by Biden. Are you seeing evidence of movement toward Sanders in your reporting on the ground, Josh?
Bernie Sanders has been, you know, pretty much slow and steady throughout this race, and you know, if you look at the polling, one thing that he has going for him is that he has pretty high favorability kind of across demographic category in a way that few other candidates do. And, you know, he has the resources. He's well known here. And people see him as authentic, whether or not they agree with all of his policies. And I think that he's wearing surprisingly well with voters here.
I think people have really underestimated Bernie Sanders for a lot of this campaign so far. I mean, he practically tied Hillary Clinton here in 2016, and that was as a major underdog and without a whole lot of organizational strength in the state. And so this time he came in knowing exactly what he needed to do, who he needed to call. Largely, he's been able to kind of float under the radar as some of these other candidates target their attacks at each other, and I think that's really benefited him. And now I think people are finally starting to take notice of what's been true on the ground for a long time, is that his organizational strength has been among the top tier.
Are either one of you hearing concerns about whether Sanders is the right candidate to beat Donald Trump?
It kind of depends on what kind of voter you're talking to. A lot of, you know, more progressive types would tell you that Sanders has the capacity to excite and turn out the kinds of voters that they believe they'll need to defeat President Trump. You know, you go to a Joe Biden event and you might find voters who say that they're a little worried that, you know, Sanders and Elizabeth Warren may be too far to the left. There's no clear dynamic here. Like, everyone wants to get to the goal of beating Donald Trump. They're not exactly sure how, and, you know, where they stand on the ideological continuum is going to inform who they believe is best equipped to do that.
Elizabeth Warren has begun falling behind in the polls after surging last fall. She's now third in New Hampshire behind Sanders and Biden and lags behind the leaders in Iowa as well. Are you hearing concern from her campaign or, more importantly, her supporters in Iowa, Breanne?
I mean, I think everybody's core supporters are nervous at this point, but one thing that Elizabeth Warren has going for her is her organization. She was the first major candidate to come into this state and to hire up staff and to really build out that infrastructure. And especially when you're talking about caucuses, that matters on caucus night, being able to convince people in the room, knowing who people's second choice is. All of that tends to benefit people with a better organization, and Elizabeth Warren has been that person from the beginning of this race.
Do either of you see a dark horse emerging? You know, there's a lot of sort of under-the-radar buzz that Senator Amy Klobuchar might pull out something toward the end here.
Yeah, here in Iowa, we're definitely keeping an eye on Senator Klobuchar. Again, the CBS poll has her at 7%, which is, you know, substantially lower than all of these top four leading candidates, but it still kind of puts her in the mix. the phrase in Iowa is you organize, 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 and get hot at the end. Senator Klobuchar has done really well in the debates. We've got another one that the Register is hosting with CNN on the 14th. So if she has another moment there that can spur some excitement, some more fundraising, then those last 2 weeks could be really meaningful for her.
Breanne Fonenstiel, thank you very much for speaking to us.
Thanks for having me.
Josh Rogers, same to you. Thank you.
You're welcome, Bob.
Josh Rogers is senior political reporter for New Hampshire Public Radio. Breanne Fonenstiel is chief politics reporter for the newspaper, the Des Moines Register.